Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show for Wednesday. And I have a low-grade headache.
You know, Mike, I think you're giving it all the best. I would call that a high-grade headache. You two,
high-grade.
Both
headache.
You and Josh survived the night, which is great.
Yes.
I mean, so that's good.
What a great peninsula. You know, as
is
peninsulas
it your favorite?
Go, oh, as peninsulas go, this is the best.
This a peninsula is, the best is a body of land surrounded on three sides by water. Long Island, I believe, is technically a peninsula because it's connected, right?
Oh, that's right. Would that be a peninsula? Right?
I think so, yeah.
As we speak, it is approximately 8:15 a.m. on Wednesday Milton morning here.
Will you do the time check again, Mike? No, I have a different one for you. What time is it?
It's 8:15. Now it's 8:17. That's your local time. Really weird to think that just off the coast, the monster, which has just been downgraded to a 4, which is good. Any little any little movement,
yes,
is appreciated. So it took a little tick north. Josh watches this as carefully as I do. So unfortunately, Josh and I are diagonally in opposite parts of the
right.
state. So what's good for me is not necessarily good for Josh. But then again, Josh ain't going to get it first. Josh is going to get it after it goes over land.
But isn't there a chance that after all this is said and done in about 48 hours, you and Josh will be able to look at each other over a vast body of water?
Yeah, like a lake.
Yeah.
Just like in
Because the peninsula
Gatsby.
Will be hollowed out. We're talking about Hurricane Milton, ladies and gentlemen.
And also, don't you think it's a lousy name for such a serious storm?
Terrible. And I will be here for the opening two segments, and then Rob will be joined later in the program by the very, very hysterically funny, wonderful human being, Adam Ferrara.
Love him.
Great actor, great comedian. And where is Adam going to be this weekend, Mr. Spiewak?
Friday and Saturday night, two shows each night at Magoobie's Joke House in Timonium. You can, of course, grab tickets at Magoobie's. Magoobiesjokehouse.com.
And by the way, today is the real serious 1 month countdown to our show
yes.
in Las Vegas, Nevada. So we're excited about that. And we actually have a video presentation regarding that countdown, everybody. Roll the new thing.
We are now just 31 days.
Looking forward to tomorrow and the next 31 days.
But there are only 31 days left to wait.
31 days of prayer. It's
the final countdown. The Mike O'Mara Show. In fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
31 days and nights, Mike. 31 sleeps until we're in Las Vegas.
That is really exciting. And because of that, I think it's time for me to say, hey, asshole.
What?
Have you gotten your tickets yet? Come on. What are you doing? All right? We're going to be there in a month. Get your goddamn tickets to the show.
You missed out on the group rate, but rooms are still available at the moment for the hotel.
I don't want them at our hotel now, the late arrival.
So what, now they have to stay at Binion's?
They have to stay across the street at Binion's.
Binion's is such
Binion's
a shit hotel.
Binion's. it's going to be fun. Friday, we're getting some clarity on what's going on. We're going to have, the way I get it, we're going to have our own dedicated blackjack table.
Mm-hmm.
On
Yes.
Now that's going to be a goat F. But it's going to be a fun go-to.
It's
okay?
going to be great. It's a 10-cent minimum blackjack table. And that way, those people that want
Rob
the money
will be there
a little
all night.
I brought a roll of dimes. I'm ready to go.
He will be there all night long. And I will
be. A minimum 10-cent bet, Mike, will pay a quarter on a blackjack.
Right.
It's great.
And I will be at a $5 slot machine.
Uh-huh.
And and here's the thing I've worked out.
Yes.
Come by, see me, and I'll do a spin for you.
On the chair or like in real life?
Oh, boy.
Right.
I'm not quite sure.
We'll have to
maybe
wait and
either
see.
Or.
Yeah, you know what's great? And if you have trouble finding Mike, just follow the cigarette butts.
Right. Here's the wonderful news. I don't drink like I used to, but that's I will tell you what I can do. I can still gamble like I used to. So I am fully expecting that I'm going to be Frank Sinatra nocturnal when we get there Friday night, that I will be I'll be winding down at probably 1, 2, maybe even 3 in the morning, sleep all day, make our way up to the pool deck where hilarity will ensue.
Yes.
And, you know, and maybe even a drum set.
We'll see. We'll see. I mean, there's so many things that are going
to
happen.
I don't want Josh to spend any more money than he has already spent on this trip. And that's why we have shows to underwrite it. But, you know, Josh has said that perhaps the things that have been asked for will be coming to fruition.
Yeah.
And we are very excited.
What's exciting, Mike, is I know for a fact that Frank Zildjian, the cymbal guy, listens to this show. He owns the company Zildjian Cymbals. And so, Frank, if you could come through.
He is a great Arab.
Yeah, and also Joe Ludwig listens. So if he could send some, just a snare would be great.
And, of course, the lady, Sally Slingerland. Josh, you were going to say something about Las Vegas?
No. Yeah, we are having to deal with the Las Vegas.
That was a Dennis Murphy
answer.
No, yeah.
Yeah, of course, no.
Yeah, no, yes. No, yeah.
We're having to deal with the Las Vegas Gaming Committee and laws, so that's making things a little tricky. But we've got the blackjack table dedicated for us.
Yeah, we're not going to have. We're not going to be able to do the
tournament.
Right,
but they're working on a slot tournament for us.
All right,
that we'll be able to do, as well as you know a TMOS group slot pool and other ideas.
So do they have bingo? Do they have bingo at the Downtown Grand?
Not that I've seen.
But we could organize a game at that restaurant slash
no.
Freedom Beat.
No, no.
Under the letter N,
no,
58.
Stop it. No, we're not doing that.
Okay.
I was thinking of I've always wanted to be a caller, and I never have been. It's one of the few announcing jobs I haven't had. Where
I couldn't break in.
N63.
I could not break into that in elementary school. It was a big deal. The best I could get was like halftime presentation of raffle gifts. They wouldn't let me call the letters, which was a drag. I wanted to do that.
I bet that's a Rob Spiewak thing. I'm sure anybody that likes these things, microphones, would love that gig to be a bingo caller.
I showed them all. I got the football game. But
We had a guy at Cocoonville next door here that used to do it, and he had this like, You know the kind of crew cut that says, I am just an old fart.
Well,
you know what
Mike,
I mean? You know the
it's
kind of
the
crew cut,
cut
that just
those are the guys that have had crew cuts since crew cuts were a thing.
Since
they've
were
never
eight.
Gone away. Yeah, exactly.
And
exactly.
This was his voice, I remember.
N43.
Oh no.
N43.
And he had that voice. He'll say, "How about I like a good baritone, right?"
N.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mike, how many bingo games did you go to in your old neighborhood? I did not know that was a thing.
Carla and I,
yes,
probably did. I'm going to say probably 5 times we posted for that. I know Carla posted a lot more. It was the neighborhood bingo game, and it was a blast. It was
and
fun.
Also, it's action to a certain extent.
And
you
when
win.
We moved down here, we did everything. We did boating. We did golf. We did beach trips. We did bingo. We did everything. And then slowly but surely, the sizzle wears off and you end up just spending your lifetime in your house waiting for the roof to blow up.
That's another thing.
I will do the show tomorrow. That is my greatest fear, by the way. The roof blowing off or losing all of my roof tiles. That's my greatest fear with that.
And
the power
and the
is
tiles,
a given.
The tiles is more likely because you do have, on your home, you have like hurricane straps.
Yes. Yeah. Right. As far as to be it for,
like built
for
into the home
for
to hold the
built
roof
in
down.
To hold the roof down. Yeah.
So the house won't blow away. It's like tied to the ground. Is that the
and the house is made of concrete?
Surface?
You know, it's made of block.
They run,
concrete block.
What they do is they run metal from the concrete all the way up, strapped to the struts of the roof.
I had no idea, Mike, you live in a money metal house.
Money concrete house is what I live in here. So here we are, Category 4 hurricane off the coast of southwest Florida and also the central west coast, which is Sarasota, Tampa, Port Charlotte, which, you know, this is how horrible I am as a human being. It comes down, Josh can relate to this, Rob. Comes down to this. It is ultimately, it becomes like everything else in the United States, a competition.
Of course.
And the competition is avoiding the direct hit. It makes me realize just what a terrifying area this is.
Mike, because it exists in all portions of the United States. I would say in this area, the D.C. area, people might compete or even lie about how much snow they got at their home.
But in this case, it's, you know, devastating.
Yeah, you have proof.
Hurricane winds. Yeah. And it's at one point, I'm sure I said to my wife, and this is, I'm not proud of what I said. I looked at her, I said, what does Tampa have like a wall around it? How come it never hits Tampa? And of course, Tampa would be a much, much more severe situation based on the population. Yeah. So I shouldn't be like that. We are now, you know, waiting.
But
these
things
change.
Be fair, Mike. You hate Tampa Bay. Be fair.
I like the line from, from Tommy Newsom on The Tonight Show where he's not there and Tommy Newsom says, where's Doc? Johnny Carson says, where's Doc? Does he just come by to get his paycheck? And Tommy Newsom looks over at Johnny Carson and said, he's gone to Florida. took his wife with him. Said he's going to Tampa with her. Do you ever hear that one?
I do.
Said he's going to Tampa with her. If you can find that, that's on YouTube, Josh. Do we get kicked in the ass if we run the clips from the Tonight Show since they're so proprietary?
I think we're all right.
Tommy Newsom tells Johnny Doc's not there. Or something like that. That might bring it up.
Mike, I hate to do this because there are people in their 30s now that were not alive when Carson was on. Amazing as that sounds.
It is.
Tommy Newsom was not the band leader, but he played.
He was the lead sax player.
Sax player. I knew
he
was a reed guy.
He was an absolutely accomplished arranger
He
of
did
music.
Most of the arrangements.
He was a musical genius in that regard, and he did a lot of arrangements for my idol, Buddy Rich, but he had two segments. That I think are some of the funniest on The Tonight Show ever, because at one point Johnny is giving a talking to the drummer about a concert. Hi, what's going on?
Tornado warning until 9 o'clock.
Okay, just just grab me if anything's going on. Okay. Yeah, we got a warning till 9 o'clock. So
This can reset you.
Hey, Tom.
Very well.
Where's the good doctor? Where in the hell is Doc every other night? He just comes here to pick up his mail, huh? Where's he off to this week?
He went to Florida.
His delivery is
best
so weird.
Back east and down south.
Yes.
He took his
wife with him, yes.
Okay.
Said he was going to Tampa with
her. What?
He was going to Tampa with her.
That's his joke. He sets up that joke. Now, does this play the second clip too?
It's a longer clip, so we can.
All right, this is gonna roll.
The diner's in the joke. You took his wife to Florida. He's gonna tamper with her.
So, Johnny's just being upstaged by this wooden guy. Tommy Newsom.
Oh, how about Springfield, Ohio? No, actually,
it's just Tommy Newsom. Yeah, this is to me.
Yeah, somewhere down there.
Gold.
Yeah, took his wife to Orlando. That doesn't work at all, does it? But our drummer, Eddie Shaughnessy, will be in concert at the College of Lake County, which is at Grace Lake, Illinois, this Sunday, March the 17th.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Lives in fear.
Concert. Did you do a little clinic when you're there?
No, John, strictly concert.
Strictly concert.
Yeah.
No clinic. Tom, do you go out and do clinics?
I go to clinics.
He's leaving. leaving.
So
he's
terrible.
Been totally upstage, so he's leaving. That's the best. That's the old Tonight Show, folks. A lot God, of us. I've enjoyed it more the last 10 years than I did when I was a kid and it was on. It's fun. So, Tampa is going to be affected by this.
Has a wall around it. Yeah,
we are going to be affected by it. And as you know, we have a this thing spins off tornadoes. So that's what we're dealing right now. I'm sorry, I'm a little unsettled.
A warning means one has been spotted. A watch means that it's favorable to see one.
They've weakened. They've weakened all that. A warning now means the radar has seen one.
Right.
Oh, really? So it's not like the classic definition?
No, it's not the classic definition. It means the radar shows that there's probably one.
All right. So it's not as big of a deal as I thought. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to be alarmist.
It's the way you said it is how
we all grew up.
Yeah, it's a weird time. It's a weird time we have down here. And I was telling Josh before the show that there are so many people down here now, Rob, that have a defeated demeanor where they realize they're evacuating. First of all, down here after Hurricane Ian, more people have evacuated this area than last time. As a matter of fact, as Josh and I were discussing again, 95 on his side of the state, 75 on my side of the state, people going south on my side and probably south or north where Josh is. Yep. It's
at I-4 to 90 to 95. Everyone from Tampa, all that area, Sarasota.
It's pretty whacked. We're hunkering down because right now we made that call. Yeah, in my opinion, you have to make that call 2 days ago if you're going to get out of Dodge. And since I didn't and I thought I'd hunker down with this, we are here and we're going to see what Mother Nature brings us. And it is just
a little bit scary. When you talk about the mood, is there any sort of feeling of like they've been defeated because they rolled the dice to stay?
Let me explain how it works, and I want to make it real clear that they designate A, B, C, D as you go further inland with these hurricanes. I am out of A and B down here in the county that I live in have been mandatory evacuation ordered. I am right on the line, but I am not in an evacuation zone. So I am able to, and I have done everything they show you. I have looked at more charts and more maps of everything, including the storm surge. If it's 10 feet, folks, I still don't get flooded in here. It's a very, very good place to be. It's why we're you know, as long as we're in Florida, we're staying here because you know, you can't get much closer to the coastline and be this high. So we just, that was luck of the draw. I didn't plan that when I was buying this house. I really didn't. And friends of mine that literally live across Route 41. My heart goes out to them, our dear, dear friends on Sanibel Island. And if they haven't had enough BS to deal with, this is the reality. This is what it is now. This is for everybody, all the way from Houston, Texas, down through the Gulf of Mexico and on the Atlantic side, all the way up to the Carolinas and then inland in the Carolinas. This is a new reel for us because I've never seen a season like this where it's one after the other after the other. So we are waiting.
Well, the good news is, Mike, is after this season is over, I'm sure it'll be fine.
It'll be 100%
aberration is all it is.
When I talked about defeated, you're dealing with individuals who, a particular guy that has a home on Fort Myers Beach, and you just felt the absolute depression that was coming off of him because he knew they were evacuating, and now these people again have been through it with Ian, and they know what they're probably going to come back to, which is their homes in many cases being gone.
And so has the news gone from panicking to maudlin? Is that where they're at now?
The news down here, and I watch them. I'll give them a plug. I don't care. Wink News, even though I reached out to another meteorologist on our NBC affiliate. These people are controlled. These people are their studio is literally right off the Caloosahatchee River. So they're down in an area that is in a flood zone.
It's the only riverboat newscast. A lot of people don't know that, is that they are on an old speed
just like
paddle.
A casino on the river.
Called the Mark Twain.
That's
and
right.
They all do their news from that.
You a funny boy. they are down there, and the remarkable poise of a lot of these really young broadcasters that do this, and then the meteorologists that kick in with just very pertinent information. It's information-laden and not a lot of speculation. Now, the other guys in town, and this is a critique, I like to critique local broadcasters, have too much of the sitting at the anchor desk chatting. It doesn't do anybody any good because it lends itself to speculation, and that all that serves to do. There is literally a tale of two local news operations. One that I get information from, and in a strange way, even though it's devastating to look at these forecasts, it calms me, and another one that makes me feel like I want to throw up. I am not kidding you, because it's so, you know, but you know, she's a DC-er, so I can understand. Allison, you know, just calm
Ray.
Down, all right?
Yeah,
Allison Ray. And
some people
just
love the happy talk, Mike. That's what some people want.
Oh, God, it's just give me a chart, give me a track, give me a forecast, just keep doing it. That's all people want to do. And they say, we don't want you to get too married to the cone. Well, we're married to the cone because there ends up being a very small area that does get the impact of 120, 130 mile an hour winds. Which,
Allison,
by the way,
on the desk, does she have a big guy that says, hey, we don't want to get too married to the cone here? Is that, and then she's la 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 la.
It's just it drives you nuts, and that's all we do. We're sitting there watching the news.
Which one of these guys do you trust?
Okay, I'll show you.
These are your
both
guys.
Of them. Both of them. Gosh, I wish I had the name of the other fella. He's doing it in the morning
I
now.
I think that's Troy.
That's Matt DeVitt. What?
Troy.
Troy. It's Troy McClure.
We don't want to get married to the cone.
There's a tornado in my neighborhood. Anyway, no, it's just Matt DeVitt. Bam, bam, bam. Fact, fact, fact. And they got another guy that's on with Matt. And those three dudes.
It is.
And
Matt, there's a Zach, Greg.
And there's a lady.
And then, Juliana, Nikki, and Lauren.
They're great. They're great. All of them.
And they all live in the same house. Did you know that?
Yeah, it's a big brother situation.
Yeah, it is. That's pay TV.
Here's the one
thing. Isaac.
That when they started talking about, Rob's going to love this.
Yes.
Rob is going to love this. When they started to talk about fill a cup with water, freeze it,
the
and put a quarter on top of it. And if the quarter goes down to the bottom of the cup, your food is spoiled. Can I just say this? You. I got other fish to fry here.
That's supposed to be, it's supposed to be the last thing you do before you leave your home, before you evacuate.
Right, right. No, I am a big believer, and this is from ice storms in Connecticut when I grew up. I am a big believer in, you know what? I should tell Carla. Hey, Carla,
get a quarter.
Fill up the tubs. Fill up the tubs. That's another thing.
She thinks you're going to bathe.
No, it's just.
Carla?
Fill me a bath. Draw me a bath. That's what it is right
She's
there.
She's in the other room going, God, this is the worst time for him to take a bath.
Yeah, so that's because that's your washing water and your toilet water. And you know,
Allison, if you can fill your bathtub with water and put a quarter on it, then you'll know if your spoon is spoiled.
Hey, that's the one that I forgot the name of the anchor that was doing it, but that's when they started to lose me. It's like, oh, please shut up. Please, you know, like that. And that's
they're all doing that. I've heard it multiple times this week.
And it's for the people that the freezer heavy people, which we are really not. Yeah. In the O'Mara
household.
It's a
Costco generation, Mike. It's the Costco generation.
You know, the people that have a side of pork in their freezer.
I bought five more cases of Phillips frozen crab cakes. Yeah.
I hope they
don't go.
You know what's going to go if we lose power and we lose our freezer? We're going to lose a bunch of popsicles and the cheap ones, right? The
Sticky
ones you buy. You know the popsicles that you run in there? They're in the mesh bag that you get in the grocery store.
Oh, my God. They're not even the end package yet.
They're the best. Yes.
Yeah, the liquid ones that you then freeze.
The liquid yourself. Ones.
Oh, well, like freezy pops.
Freeze pop. Yeah.
Freeze pops.
But Mike, those will refreeze.
Yes.
Those are fine.
And then the
have a freezer full of off-name popsicles, you might want to put a quarter on them.
Put a quarter in the Dixie cup. If it goes down to the bottom, why don't you bite me? Bite my Irish bag.
But isn't the real food that you're going to lose everything in the pantry as you just go at all the snack foods while you're waiting for it to get through?
Well, that already, I made a ridiculously overpriced roast beef that I hacked into yesterday after I cooked it 2 days ago.
Beef is too expensive. You can't beef
is stupid expensive, and Costco beef, capital S, sucks.
I disagree. There it is. You have a bad Costco then. My
that
Costco
is
beef
not
is sensational.
True. It is flavorless. It is not sensational.
No, it is
mass produced like you wouldn't believe. It is flavorless, tough nastiness.
Well,
there
since
it is.
I've had COVID for 2 years now, I can't taste anything. So you know how that is.
But the freezer, we might lose a few of the Costco pizzas, frozen pizzas.
Well,
but then
know,
I'll
it's
cook
not
them
too late.
Up.
Not too late to cook them. You can put them on the grill
now.
Yeah, put them on the grill.
Cook them now. Cook them now.
And give them to neighbors.
You know what? When it comes to power and losing power, which is about a 90% chance of happening here.
Right.
If not more. We're relying on the kindness of others, and the Beckers have been very generous with their offer, and we'll take them up on it to go down and get out of the heat. That's what we'll probably do.
But how
I'll probably
hot
come
is
back
it?
Here, open the windows, and sleep here. We probably will.
How hot is it right now down there?
80s, mid-80s.
Oh, so, it is hot. That's definitely air conditioning.
Well, it's Florida. It's Florida,
well,
Rob.
Well, it's October, too. You know, sometimes it gets a little
guess what? It's in the 80s in November here.
And the problem is, once
let me explain.
Passes,
there's this little he is so NIMBY. Not in my backyard. There's this little peninsula
you are so
that comes out.
Sensitive, Mike. Is it not true that
I'm not
like
sensitive.
Around the holidays?
You're just dumb. What?
And yeah, and I've come to terms with it. You should too.
Your dumbness.
Exactly. But aren't there like
it's
around
in the
Christmas?
80s down there?
Well, no.
How's
around
that work?
Like at Christmas, isn't it like in the 60s down there?
No.
Yeah,
it never gets to the 60s, Mike.
We'll get a cold snap. We'll get an occasional cold front, but the average. Josh, bring it up for our friend from Leesburg.
I looked at my weather yesterday because my wife said next week it's in the 60s, and I said that can't be right.
Well,
and
you're further north than I am, so it could.
Well, and it's a low of 60s, but it's 86 during the day.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's that 5 minutes in the middle of the night that, maybe you'll hit a 60.
Exactly.
Well, Mike, I have to extend my extreme apologies for not knowing your weather patterns.
don't you patronize me, you bastard.
Well, that's because you don't have Zach.
I don't have Zach.
Zach's a good guy.
My quarters sank years ago.
Zach is a good boy. He's a good boy.
He's a good boy. Hey, put in the quarter on the Dixie Cup.
So that is where we, yes, go ahead.
Well, Rob's laughing at this quarter joke. Rob, didn't you a few months ago buy a thermometer specifically for your fridge?
Years ago.
So you could monitor this?
Yeah. I mean, and you know what? It's a little more scientific than the quarter. It is. And also I can
glance at it. What did you buy a thermometer?
The greatest. As a matter of fact, I'm in the market for a new fridge right now because in exactly 10 years, the Whirlpool is starting to die.
Really?
So I'm looking. Yeah.
Are you surprised at that?
I am. I am very much
so. I've loved it since you recommended that one.
It had a weird malfunction. I don't know if you remember this a couple years ago that there was a small leak in the water line that was actually financially unresponsible to fix because it cost almost as much as a new fridge that makes a small leak. And occasionally there's ice that builds up under the freezer.
Yeah,
door
I remember
at the
that.
Bottom.
You had a
and
I
so
thought
it's
that
gotten,
was the Samsung that you were doing.
No. This is the Whirlpool and it's worse and worse and worse. And finally I said, we can't do this anymore because it's
the whole family cried.
They did. I love my fridge. But anyway, the invention that is something that I think everyone in the world should have is a wireless thermometer with two sensors. One goes in your fridge, one goes in your freezer, and then
one goes in your ass.
And then one goes in your ass. And then there's
one says 97.9, the other one says 33 degrees.
The other one I can't read.
Wow.
But the sensor has a magnet on it, and you put it on your fridge, and it tells you to the 10th of a degree the temperature inside your freezer and your refrigerator. And if your refrigerator is not sub 40 degrees Fahrenheit and your freezer is not sub 0 degrees Fahrenheit, you need to make adjustments. That's how you keep your food safe.
Okay.
Right. I am the Dr. Fauci of refrigerators.
That's very, very exciting. And I'm a little concerned, though, that your Whirlpool has crapped on you. I think probably overuse. That's probably what's done that. The door. Yeah, the door being open and
closed.
Keep
in mind, Mike, that was
hundreds of thousands of times.
Has to do with retrieving ice, and I used to drink.
Yes.
And I think the new one will last forever.
So we have a lot of dry goods. We have a lot of cereal. We have milk that will have to
like
be used.
Doesn't it look like the Temple Granary at your house?
Yeah, it's like a big silo that we've got in the backyard.
Full of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Carly got some lunch meats. We have all the kind of the staples.
Get a cooler. You have a cooler.
We have a cooler, but I'm not the whole food preservation thing. I've got protein bars that are wrapped up that can last till 2027, so I'm fine with that, and we can always eat those too.
And
so,
you can probably go over Highway 40 and find food floating around.
41. That's not funny.
That's not
Josh,
funny. Josh, why do you write
insensitive?
These
you insensitive right. bastard. That is not funny. It might be the second time I've called you a bastard on the show today.
Yeah, my parents have to go over the highway. Just get out the fishing pole.
Yeah. What did I say to my sister?
You could use like a pickleball racket.
I said to my sister yesterday, listen, they're going to try to get down here for a visit before Thanksgiving. And I said, yeah, by the time I come down and see our new beachfront property that we're going to have here. It's
oh, Mike, that's not funny.
So NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, has, I hope I got that right, has a chart of the sea level rise when based on these storms.
Yeah.
And you can actually plug in your address. It's really amazing, the technology of it. Plug in your address and see what 2 feet of surge, 3 feet of surge, 4 feet. If you want to know the surge that's being projected for my area, it is now, I believe, 8 to 10 feet.
And you're safe at 10 feet, right?
We're safe at 10 feet, but okay. Where Carla's businesses, which we, if you went out and looked in my living room right now, you would see it's a storage closet. It's just there's no room even to walk in there because we have moved all of her stuff inside. We've moved all of our outside stuff on the inside as well. There is literally, there are two sheds, one low to the ground where you keep like, cushions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then another one that is a, where I keep my power washer outside, I turn that on its side. And we have two 50-pound weights that are sitting on top of both of those. Otherwise, there is nothing outside on my patio that we have down here because we paid attention to that. What is funny now?
You reminded me, Mike, when we were building your studio that legendary weekend in March, and you and I had an early morning trip to Walmart, and we bought weights to hold down the things, and there was a line, and I was holding them, and you said, "Are those heavy?" I said, "Dude, they're weights."
Yeah, yeah. All this, that effort. What a bunch
this
of
this sea rise map is really, it's really cool.
It's
really
cool and it's terrifying at the same time.
It takes 10 feet to fill my backyard, but it looks like the house is okay.
Oh, that's good. That's a good thing. So, there are people that are that close to the, this is going to, look, Ian was devastating. This one's going to be, this one's going to change the way of life down. All right. Now you've got that there. This is great, Josh.
You control this meter on the side where you can go with no water, and then go up 1 foot. The river fills up, and then you keep raising up with more water.
Wow, where's your house, Josh?
My house is about right around here.
Yeah, I thought so.
Put in Bell Lago.
Is that what is Bell? Is that your neighborhood?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bell Lago Estero.
Doesn't that mean Pretty Lake?
And I'm not giving a street address. You'll notice that. We have a gate in case people are going to fly down here.
No, aren't you the one with the house that has the palm tree?
I have one of the biggest palms in the neighborhood. That doesn't exactly give me a great deal of comfort.
This off, and I'll find your area.
Yeah. You probably have it from, when you were down here the last time.
They have a chart
because what
also
I'm going to have. Yeah, go ahead.
I have a chart.
Here's a joke. Here's,
no, you
Shecky's
go ahead,
got a joke.
No,
what's
sorry.
The chart?
The chart is for Leesburg. As you increase it, granite countertops appear.
Okay. That's funny. The number?
Yes.
The number, as you get closer to the city, they're just, everybody's got them.
You can't get away.
Yeah, this is cool. Is it? Josh loves charts and stuff like
yeah,
that.
He does.
So I thought he'd be fascinated with this if we could.
All right.
All right. So,
here's your area.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we go up.
There you go. Now you put in.
Yeah. Now we're all the way up to 10 feet.
Right. And
so the green parts, those are bodies.
Green part are bodies of water, little lakes.
You can
now,
see, even at
now,
10 feet, it's all still staying kind of in the bodies of water.
Now, do me a favor. You're at 10 feet. Now, scroll to the left as you get closer to the shore. Look at how close we are. Now, you can actually take that. Yeah, there you go. Now, go down to the left, to the left, to the left. It's going to fill in.
Yeah.
That's water,
oh, wow.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You are right close.
Now, this is not like buildings underwater.
You can see,
this is just.
Well, look at all this. This is all land that when it gets to 10 feet is instantly covered.
Wow.
Mm. I just have lost my concentration on this show.
Mike, I hear also if the safest place, if you are in Florida, but it's hard to get there, get to the top of Cinderella's Castle at Disney
World. I am not driving to Orlando.
And if you, there's an apartment. You'll love it.
Listen, later on. Yeah, go ahead.
I saw for Orlando, they brought in straps for all the different things in the park, and they've straps going over the roofs of like little stands and stuff, bolted down to the ground.
So, and it's also after it's all said and done, they're going to reopen with a brand new ride in Disney called the Strap-On, which is going to be a lot of fun. They're going to open a.
Walt had the Imagineers working on that for years. Ollie Johnson.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a giant. Anyway, we have to take a break. I'm here for one more break, and then Rob's going to be joined after that by Adam Ferrar, who is very nice to come on the show today. And we've got the round table and very, very interesting and weird news today. Especially
weird, wild stuff in the tidbits.
Yeah, well, I know you're an Elvis fan. You're gonna enjoy this. This is
really
weird, creepy, and all that, all at the same time. You can eat. We'll be right back. Hey, listen up. One of the biggest challenges to eating better is that so many better-for-you products taste so bad. Well, there's a brand that has cracked the code on providing real nutrition that also tastes incredible. It's Orgain. Oh, my God, it's so good. Orgain's 30-gram protein shakes are an excellent source of complete protein with all 9 essential amino acids, and its chocolate taste is the best. It gives me energy, provides muscle support and recovery, helps manage hunger, and promotes healthy weight management. Okay, hold on. Sorry.
What's that?
I'm just stopping the spot for a second. I think the people at Orgain will understand if
I take
a look at my, tornado warning.
Tornado warning buzz?
Let's see here. All right, hold on. Nope. That's good. Okay, very good.
The text Orgain. Actually read, people, so you know, the text read that Orgain is delicious.
And convenient.
Yes.
And it's real nutrition with only 1 gram of sugar per serving and no soy ingredients or artificial flavors or sweeteners. 30 grams of protein tastes amazing. Orgain 30-gram protein shakes are available at Costco and Orgain.com. If you want to get in on the delicious protein-packed nutrition today, head to Orgain.com/TMOS. Once you're there, look around and get some Orgain in your cart. Then head to checkout, and when you are prompted to, use the promo code TMOS. That will get you 20% off your order. And if you buy a bunch of it, that's a really nice discount. Remember, 20% off. Head to orgain.com/TMOS and make sure you use the promo code TMOS during checkout so they know that we sent you, ladies and gentlemen.
Ah, tidbits.
Here we go. Here we go. We start today, and sorry, I don't have my kaboom. Lisa Marie Presley's posthumous memoir came out yesterday with the help of her daughter, Riley Keough. I think Oprah.
Oh, Mike, I'm sorry. Here you go. There's a swoosh for you.
Hold on. I'm going to get mine. Because you know what? I'm attention deficit that way, just like Rob is.
Just trying to help out.
I know you are, and I appreciate that. But let me bring this one up, and we should be good to go, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, yesterday, I think Oprah did a big special with Riley Keough,
I did not watch it.
Lisa's daughter, and
looks a lot like Grandpa.
It was really fascinating that you know, they still have that kind of look. You know, that's continued through the generation. They all have that kind of Elvis look, don't they?
Yeah, Lisa, it was, at times, Lisa Marie was almost eerie. I think the kids that look like their dads, she's right up there. And so is George Harrison's son.
Yeah.
Danny Harrison,
that's has that kind of George Harrison stare.
Unworldly,
you know,
when you see them. Oof, very much alike.
So the book is From Here to the Great Unknown. In it, Lisa Marie reveals some things you probably never heard about, like, this is a weird one, how she kept her son Benjamin's body on dry ice at her home for 2 months. Do you know that?
No.
Benjamin took his own life on July 12th in 2020. He was only 27 years of age. God, just a lot of weirdness, man.
Yeah.
Lisa Marie says, quote, my house has a separate casitas, a separate casitas bedroom, and I kept Ben in there for 2 months. There is no law in the state of California that you have to bury someone immediately. I felt so fortunate that there was a way that I could still parent him, delay it a bit longer so that I could become okay with laying him to rest.
That's weird. You know, Elvis had a thing for dead bodies.
No, none of it's okay.
And Elvis used to use his powers to visit mortuaries at night because he was fascinated with it. Okay. So maybe that's part of it trickling down to his daughter, but that's
Riley says that she and her mom decided to get tattoos that matched Benjamin's. And there's that, I'm sorry, but there's that little weird factor, too, and the kind of hillbilly factor as well, you know.
It doesn't go away.
So they had a tattoo artist come to the house to see Benjamin's tattoos in person on his body. Here's the quote. I've had an extremely absurd life. Well, at least she's self-aware.
Yeah, that's true.
But this moment is in the top five. Benjamin's body was eventually laid to rest at Graceland.
In the meditation garden, yeah.
Attention sports fans, do you love winning? Of course you do. That's why you need to check out Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million members. It's super easy. Just pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections, sit back, and watch the winnings roll in. How about a guaranteed win every week in September? Yep. Just one, yes, one, Caleb Williams passing yard gets you a win each football weekend this month. That's 4 weeks of easy W's. But don't sleep on it. This deal vanishes when September ends. But wait, there's more. Worried about injuries ruining your lineup? Relax. Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. If your player leaves the game in the first half and doesn't return, your lineup stays in play. No more stressing over those unexpected injuries. This weekend, I'm taking Derrick Henry for more than 70 rushing yards and Daniel Jones for less than 193 passing yards. Two picks I feel great about. The best part is you can win up to 100 times your money with just 4 correct picks. So what are you waiting for? Download the Prize Picks app today, use code TMOS, and get $50 instantly when you play just $5. That's right, $50 free. Just for giving it a shot. More winning, less stressing. Prize Picks is where the fun begins. With MyBookie, you're not just watching football, you're cashing in on the action. Risk-free bets, thousands in cash prizes, and epic rewards every single week. The best part is, you can bet on any game, anytime, anywhere, straight from your phone. Check out MyBookie.ag and use our code Mike O'Mara to get started. It's MyBookie's 10-year anniversary, and they're rolling out the red carpet for bettors. Bet big and bet confident with risk-free Thursdays. If your boosted bet doesn't hit, you'll get your money back. Weekly, no sweat, win-win bets all season long. For those of you who have been playing with MyBookie, they've got something for you too, a brand new loyalty rewards program. In MyBookie Plus, it's simple. The more you play, the more you earn. And as you progress through the tiers, unlock exclusive promotions, epic giveaways, and cash back in your account. Make your football season a winning season with MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, only with MyBookie. Remember, MyBookie.ag and promo code Mike O'Mara. No spaces, no apostrophe. MyBookie. Light them up!
Did Ben get some more tattoos at the same time?
That's not okay.
Would have been the land of weird, I think so. Elsewhere in the memoir, Lisa Marie reveals that when she got with Michael Jackson, he was a virgin. He was 35 at the time. Here's the quote. I think he had kissed Tatum O'Neal, and he'd had a thing with Brooke Shields, which hadn't been physical apart from a kiss. He said Madonna had tried to hook up with him once, too. Well, Madonna did that with everybody.
Sham on.
There was an energy there, something about him that was truly remarkable, something that I'd never seen or felt in my entire life other than with my dad. I fell in love with him because he was normal. She also addressed his child molestation accusations, quote, "I never saw a gosh darn thing like that. I personally would have killed him if I had." So,
you know, I'm the biggest Elvis fan you'll ever meet, and I like Michael Jackson. I like pop music like that. But if I stop sometimes and say to myself, oh, yeah, Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley's son-in-law, it still doesn't quite jive for me.
That was the land of weird, ladies
and
gentlemen.
That truly was. It was.
Halle Berry became the first black woman to win Best Actress for 2001's Monsters Ball. Mm-hmm. But more people probably remember the movie for her explicit sex scene with Billy Bob Thornton.
Yes. Make me feel good.
And that's what he was trying to do. And shouldn't we all try to make people feel good? Didn't Alan Goodman say that?
Make people feel good. D.M. It was so wild that people still claim the sex was real. It wasn't, of course, as Halle explained in a recent interview. She said, quote, "It secretly driven me mad all these years." Halle said it was just good acting. And also Billy Bob was with Angelina Jolie at the time and, quote, "I'm a girl's girl. I'll do a lot of things, but I'm not going to sleep with your man."
Oh, so thank you. Thank
that's
you,
Halle Berry, yeah. And I believe her 100%. But, boy, what a scene. Yeah. Oh, my God. And, I mean, Halle Berry does her level best to kind of ugly herself up in that movie a little
almost
bit.
Almost impossible.
But it's not possible. It really, she's such a stunning
French
woman.
Fried potatoes.
That's another movie.
I know, but
Sling Blade.
That's all I've got, Mike. I'm sorry.
Yeah. What if Sling Blade and Halle? No, I don't want to go there.
No.
If visiting horror movie locations is part of your bag, man.
Hey, man.
Here are the 10 most popular as determined by Google searches. I'm going to give you, how many should I give you here? I'll give you 8 because okay. The other ones I don't care. Number 8 is Buffalo Bill's house. That's Perryopolis, Pennsylvania.
But that's pretty, I mean, once you see it, there's not much to it. It's, I mean,
but
it
it's
looks
still
like
iconic because of the movie.
Right.
The Exorcist House in Georgetown, right
been
around
there.
The corner from
sure.
you. The Exorcist Steps, I've been on them. We all saw them in college.
Yeah.
We all went to them. We all went to them at night. It was all scary, and, you know, I've walked up and down them. That's back when I was in better shape.
I took Julia there. It was a beautiful day, and I took her, and I said, I got a surprise for you, and she went, and she got her picture taken as we were leaving, and she said, Dad, that's all well and good, but I've never seen The Exorcist.
That kind of defeated the whole purpose. You'll like this. Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, from Jaws. People want to go see Jaws thing. Texas, Texas Chainsaw House in Kingsland, Texas. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
It's from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Number 2, Camp Nobisco. Nobibosco in New Jersey from Friday the 13th.
Okay, I can
that
see
was
that.
A thing.
Yeah.
And what do you think's number 1?
Number
this
one,
is going away, the number one that people do. Go ahead.
I was going to say the Breaking Bad house.
Not the Breaking Bad house.
All
not,
right.
Something
absolutely.
To do with it, maybe?
No, but you're on the right. You got the right author.
Stephen King, Shining, the Hotel from
Shining.
The Shining.
Yes, very good. Good way to noodle it through. The Timberline Lodge,
yes.
Mount Hood, Oregon, from The Shining. I didn't know it was in Oregon, so there they are. For
my favorite, and
Halloween
I've seen
news.
It twice on the Universal Tour. I still like seeing the Psycho House. I think that's the coolest horror icon
right.
set
right.
that there is.
So it's amazing that Shining Lodge is a real place,
mm-hmm.
and man, is that a scary place. Bomb, bomb.
I know that if you try to sign up there, if you use our code, you get 10% off.
Yeah, so check it out today. Researchers in Denmark say they've created a pill that mimics the benefits of running a 10K. Yes, an exercise pill. Before you get too excited, it doesn't come with all the benefits of running. For example, your legs won't get any stronger, and you won't get that fun aluminum foil blanket that they hand out at
marathons. I hate those foil blankets.
But the lead author says the new molecule they developed does mimic the effect it has on your metabolism. It, quote, brings the body into a metabolic state corresponding to running 10 kilometers at high speed.
So it's
and
speed.
On an empty stomach. So it also offers some of the benefits that you get from fasting. Exercise triggers the release of a hormone that suppresses your appetite and another one that flushes fatty acids from your bloodstream. That's good because it reduces your risk for things like heart disease and diabetes. They haven't tested the new drug on humans yet, but they've tried it on rats.
Rats!
And it triggered the release of those same hormones. If it does what they think it does, They say it could be a game changer for people who are too injured or too old to work out, or for people who just don't want to.
Do you know who would love that pill? Elvis would be all over that pill.
Elvis would love that pill because he had the deodorant pills. Well,
I have a Nullo deodorant pills.
That's what it does. It sounds like a cocaine pill.
Cocaine.
Yeah, speed. Yeah, probably is speed. What it is. Yeah.
They
it is.
Just put it on your kitchen table, line it up, and snort. It was just reported that Carrie Underwood is paid $1 million every time the theme song from NBC's Sunday Night Football plays. Keep in mind, that salary was for the entirety of the 2023 season. We don't know if she made that much on any of her seasons before that, but in 2023, with 18 weeks in the NFL season, that means that Carrie will make $36 million between this year and last, and that if she hasn't negotiated a raise for this season, that's
that
amazing
sounds,
money.
Mike, it sounds fair.
We're waiting for Monday night. She mentioned that she does the recording for each year all at once, too. She said, I do the whole main version, but then we go through and pick up all the matchups for regular season and
what
playoff
football.
What
a hero she is.
You want to clear that throat a little bit?
I'm sorry, Mike.
What a hero she is.
Big waste of money make me phlegmy.
Then she says, I then sing every possible combination of teams that could possibly maybe play each other. Even in the back of your mind, you're like, I know they ain't going to make the playoffs.
That's funny.
Carrie saying that, which is pretty, pretty funny. And finally, today, ladies and gentlemen, a recent study has found that younger siblings are more likely to be gay. Researchers at the
University... Don't you have a big sister?
I do, Rob. Thanks for mentioning it. Researchers at the University of Melbourne have provided new insights into the relationship between sibling order and sexual orientation. That is according to the Daily Mail. Mm-hmm. Previous research had already established a connection between having older brothers and an increased chance of male homosexuality. But this study is the first to identify a similar link for those with older sisters.
Mm-hmm.
The findings show that men with older siblings are more likely to identify as gay, with the probability increasing with the number of older brothers they have. Well, now everything makes sense to me. Thank God. We have to take a break. Rob will be coming back with Adam Ferrara. I got a commercial to read, and then I'm going to go put up shutters because I waited a little longer.
Shut shutters.
We were moving things into the house yesterday. Only one task a day. One task a day, ladies and gentlemen. And let's get
That's
to the
it.
Commercial.
That's the limit.
That's it that you can eat, everybody. Let's face it. Everybody has to deal with bugs in and around your house. If bugs are even a minor problem for you, you have to check out our next sponsor, Pesty. With summer winding down and the nights getting colder, spiders, ants, and other bugs are looking to find somewhere warm to nest. With Pesty's do-it-yourself pest control, you can make sure they don't choose your house. Pesty is on a mission to provide pro-grade pest control products at an affordable price. With Pesty, there's no more waiting all day with stacks of cash for the bug guy to show up when you can spray it yourself in a few minutes. Pesty makes a customized treatment plan for you based on your location's bugs and climate. And the best part, Pesty is kid and pet friendly, so you don't have to worry about their safety. Plus, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. Now is the time to protect your home from bugs for less with Pesty. Head to pesty.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's pesty.com/TMOS for 10% off. And make sure you use our promo code TMOS, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Spiewak takes you from here, ladies and gents. I will be taking a little powder, and we will be back, hopefully, all power willing, with a new show
be
for you.
Be careful down there, Mike. We got our fingers crossed for you. Love you.
Thanks,
guys.
Stay safe, Josh. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
See ya. All right, we are now joined by one of my favorites who actually reached out. For once, I wasn't asking him for a favor. Adam Ferrara is joining us. Adam, how are you?
I'm good, my friend. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How are things? Are you at your D.C.? I'm sorry, your New York location today?
Yes, we're here at the Outpost here in New York. I hope everybody in Florida is okay. Sorry to miss Mike. Is he, what is he, putting quarters on his pork chops in the freezer?
That's what he's doing. No, he, he's at the point now where he's actually putting up his storm shutters, his least favorite activity. Because Mike, although he owns about 15 cordless drills, hates them all. And so he has to go outside and put these metal things over his windows so they don't blow in. He chose to hunker down. So we'll see what happens. He's just out of the storm surge. But you yes. are touring. There's no flood warnings in Maryland. You'll be at the Magoobies in Timonium Friday and Saturday night, two shows each, and you can get your tickets at magoobiesjokehouse.com. My wife and I will be coming out and seeing you on Saturday.
That's going to be great. I'd love to see you guys. Yeah, it's a nice part of the world. That's where I met you guys when I was in D.C.
That's right. That's right.
And when the phone rang, I said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to call you guys, and I'm going to plug for tickets.
And so from there, you're going to do Connecticut and Massachusetts, sort of a East Coast run. I may have asked you this before, but I'm curious. East Coast versus West Coast stand-up gigs, are they different? Do they have different sort of sensibilities?
Well, I mean, it's a different vibe anyway. I mean, look at the, you know, even the hurricane. The weather's a lot more intense, and I think we're all kind of...
I think you're right, yeah.
I think we're all kind of products of the environment. I mean, look at the waves in the Atlantic Ocean. You know, waves in the Pacific Ocean, just like, dude.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Now, also,
my house in Santa Monica is right by the beach.
Yeah,
and I grew up on the North Shore, Long Island. The beaches were made out of rocks. You know, they were no. Rob, there's no coral reefs in the water. You know, what was in the water when I was a kid? Shopping carts and dead witnesses. That's what was in the water.
But they can also, you know, you want to watch out for the surge of dead bodies. That could be terrible for your neighbor.
But it shapes your, like, so in answer to your question, it does shape your attitude. It does shape your sarcasm and stuff. California, they don't get it. They're nice people. They don't get it. But then they judge you when you say something sarcastic. Like, you know, you people from the East Coast, you're rude. I'm like,
rude?
We have no time for you or this crap. We got
that's the best they can do.
I got to get up the storm shutters, all right?
Now, that being said, we are. I know you don't go political a lot, but it's hard to sort of ignore what goes on. Is there a stronger political attitude in the East versus the West as far as, you know, because I know you have to at least touch on the topic of politics.
He's saying he's gonna, you just look at the TV like, you know, I mean, my political position is I figured out a long time ago, Rob, I don't make enough money for the Republicans to care about me, and I make too much for the Democrats to give me stuff. So no matter who's in charge, I'm on my own.
Okay, I think
trust
that's a strong
me, survival's
attitude.
My fight. I don't care what God you pray to. I don't care who you love, and I don't care how you voted. What can you do for me? This is what I'm on my own. Mm-hmm. You were January 6th. I don't agree with you at all, but I know you can climb. Now get up there and clean out those gutters because it's going to rain.
It's going
to
rain.
I can't afford to have the garage flood again.
So you're headed to Maryland and you're touring. Yeah. You how many dates do you do a year?
It depends. It depends if I'm shooting something. It depends on because you know this business. The phone rings. You get a movie. Well, there goes 6 weeks. Move that.
Exactly. Stuff. Exactly. Yeah.
So but I just did the season finale of NCIS. So that was fun. So, yeah, it just depends on the schedule. But I try to get out as much as I can. And, you know, I got to travel for work. And the wife doesn't hate it. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah. My wife once told me, and we, on Saturday, 28 years, she said, you know what the secret to a happy marriage is time apart.
Yeah,
and she's not
saves everything.
She is not incorrect.
Apparently, Rob, I'm a lot. This I just.
You're a lot? What positive? I mean, I've spent hours on the air with you. I've always found you charming. What could possibly make you seem like you're a lot? I can't see that.
Just, I really am. Because this is nice to visit, but I live here, you know, so I'll be walking around. Do you ever walk around the house and for no reason at all, you just walk around and you go, you ever just out of nowhere?
I've done it, yes.
I'm downstairs the other day. My wife was like, what's wrong? I don't know. Is it going to happen again? Probably. Stay up there with the dogs. I've given myself Tourette's.
So that's what she has to deal with.
Yeah, she's got to deal with me all the time. You know how you call tech support in my house?
How?
Honey! You better fix this thing. I'm going to put an axe through it. I can't even. I will. And this is my Sundays when I'm home. I'm watching the Red Zone on my phone, huddled right over the sink, eating white cheddar popcorn because I don't want to make a mess on the floor because I know how to work the phone. I have four TVs in my house.
So you're watching four games on something the size of a postage stamp. Like when we're kids.
Yeah, but I'm paying for four TVs that I can't turn on. Because that remote doesn't work for that one.
Oh, I know. I know the feeling. It's so rotten. Now, does she have a lack of patience with the electronics, or does she understand the TVs?
No, she has patience. She has warmth. She has compassion. And as we get older and our marriage increases, I'm trusting her less and less.
How did you two eventually link up if you are such a cut from different cloth? How did you meet?
Oh, we met on a movie set.
Okay.
We didn't have any scenes together, which was great because those I've had those relationships. Rob, they're fun. They don't work. They don't work. You're living in heightened reality. You know, you're living in heightened reality and enlarged emotional circumstances, and you're forced to connect to make this happen. And it's a new, but it's great. But you're on a movie set.
Yeah.
You know, you need anything like this. Doug, is the coffee truck here? When the movie sets over, there's no Doug.
There's no Doug. And there's no one to, like on the third day, there's no one to punch up your dialogue.
No, and there's no one there to tell you how to react to him and how to react to her.
I forgot about that you could actually script the reactions of the opponent.
Yeah, you can like, well, you love him. Look, it says here you got to do it.
You got to love me.
Now you're improvising the rest of your life, and it turns out you don't like the person, your scene partner.
And she's not and-yesing you enough. So you met her on a movie set. How long ago was that?
Oh, God. We've been together for about, I'm going to say, almost 20 years.
Congratulations.
Which I think would be 19. I'm not a math major.
It's fine. It's fine. We can round up.
We lived together for a while, and then we had to get married. You know what happened is I got Top Gear. I was doing Rescue Me at the time.
Okay.
And then I got another TV show called Top Gear, which was a car show. Basically. Right. Three idiots that like cars. They try to kill us at high speeds.
It is the greatest show. So much fun. It's probably how I know you best, I think.
Yeah, so when I got that gig, I had to get insurance. And the guy goes, I said, okay, I want to leave.
Hold it. You had to get, not like car insurance.
No, like health. Field insurance.
Health insurance. Okay. I don't know why I was thinking about whether or not you're going to go with a $500 deductible for a Cadillac that you're driving.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to do that in the first episode. But no, I had to get, like, God forbid something happens to you, insurance.
Right.
So it was Lloyd's of London. And the guy said, you know, it's cheaper for your beneficiary if you get married. And I went, okay, honey.
A good business decision.
We're on a budget. And yeah, we were living together anyway. We were living, you know, it's like, here's the thing. My wife is stunning. You guys are going to Google her. You're going to Google her, and you're going to go, God, she must love him because there's no money.
Well, no, I don't say that. I think
there's money. You know what kind of money there is?
What?
There's money, Timonium Friday and Saturday money.
That's good money. There's a two-item minimum. You know, every mozzarella stick I eat will make me think of you.
So
that's at MacGoobiesJokehouse.com. Two shows this Friday and Saturday. Yeah. But when she agreed to marry you, and I think we've all seen this because we've, you know, dealt with folks our whole life in this side of the business. Disc jockeys, comics, we're broken. Does she know you're broken?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Well, here's the thing. Every woman knows the man is broken. They're just sitting there going, he's got good bones. I can eat them. It's a nice neighborhood. They don't look for the finished product.
Right. Well, do you think in her mind she could fix you?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
They don't think we could fix. Every woman does that. You know, he's cheating on his wife with you. No. This, mine's magic. Mine's magic. Really?
Well, I'm glad to know she was able to fix you.
She wasn't able to fix me. She's able to tolerate me. That's
toleration, yeah. And then she says, you know, I love you, and wouldn't it be great if you did a few East Coast gigs?
Well, here's the thing. When you fall, and I truly love my wife, which I had to.
Yeah.
And my wife is stunning because God had to do that because I'm an idiot. God was pretty much like, putz, how high do I got to burn this bush? If you don't see this.
I think it's nice that God refers to you as puns.
And God speaks Yiddish.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, he's very accepting.
The kid was Jewish on his mother's side. What do you want me to do? I love them unconditionally. And all of you. You're pissing me off, but all of you I love unconditionally.
God is smiling favorably on you and says, "Ach, but with the Cadillac,
yeah.
You got to get the insurance. Marry yeah. up." So what? When you do the tour, and I can't wait to see you because I've not seen you do stand-up in quite some time.
Yeah.
How much new stuff do you bring in? And this is, I hate to do the serious business of comedy, but it's something I'd love to ask about. When you're bringing in new material, do you do it at a certain ratio? Because you know you've got the home run bits right away, right?
Well, at this point, the people want to hear some stuff, so you pepper everything in. It's basically, you got to work on new stuff. You still got to do your job, and you got to be entertaining. And I always like to put a lot of improv in the show because this is something happening between us that can never happen again, and it does elevates the experience for everybody. And I'm so in answer to your question, I do pepper it in to make it look as seamless as possible. And you got to work real hard to make it look easy.
Sure. Yeah,
but
yeah.
Especially now, I got people coming to see me. This is their choice for that night. They've chosen me. They've gotten a babysitter.
Yeah.
They're either coming with somebody else or someone in the group says, you got to see this guy. You know, and whatever's bothering them for an hour, I'm going to take it away. So my first priority when every time I have a live gig is I got to give the people their money's worth because I know what that is. You know, I know what that is. So the new stuff, it's working and working and working. It's a balance between doing your job and creating your art.
Okay. So. Are there times I know that your crowd work is sensational, which is the most fun for me because I know that is something that is really happening at that moment because that person is there. Are there times that you go further with crowd work and are there times that you just cut it because these guys are just, you know, losers. I can't do anything with them. Is that really just a momentary decision?
Yeah, it's in the moment. It's a game time decision. You know, something, whatever the circumstances are that's happening, whatever. Sometimes you have to do more crowd work to get them. If the guy in front of you left your mess on stage, you got to clean it up. You know, and you got a check spot comes out. When a check comes down, you'll see their heads go down.
Yeah.
So you got to pull focus and go to this side of the audience. So you don't want to burn material because not everyone is listening. So you have to manage the crowd sometimes. A lot of comics or a lot of clubs now, they're doing a check spot after the headliner, which is a nice thing to do. So, yeah, it's a game time decision.
I think it's fascinating that you were able and required really to make the show its optimum to really work at that time. There's nothing you can have a set plan going out, but obviously the best way is not going to be that plan. You got to read that moment.
Better. I've learned it's better to be prepared than have a plan. A plan is constricting.
Right.
You have
to
have the plan, but to be prepared is to know I can pull this part here. And it's Mike Tyson.
Everybody's got a plan till they get punched in the mouth.
That's so true. Well, Adam, you are fantastic live. I can't wait to see you this weekend. I will come by, say hi. Adam will be this Friday and Saturday at McGoobie's Joke House in Timonium, Maryland. Great club. Two shows each night. You can get tickets at McGoobie'sJokeHouse.com or AdamFerrera.com, and that's a great way to figure out where he is headed. Adam, thank you for your time so much. Appreciate it.
Always good to see you, my friend. Best to everybody in Florida, and I will see you this weekend, okay?
Good. See ya. Well. See ya. Thank you. Adam Ferrara, everybody. Good, good, good guy. When we come back, some beautiful video. Josh, we get to play video today, which is fun.
Sounds good.
All right. He almost meant it. We'll be right back. As a parent, Josh, I don't need to tell you how busy I am or how busy you are. That's why you need Nurture Life. You see, Nurture Life is a meal delivery service focused on helping busy parents easily feed their babies and kids from 10 months to 10 years, and actually, I'll tell you, beyond. The company provides fresh meals and snacks that are delicious, nutritious, and fully cooked. Josh, how much do you love the fact that they're ready in 1 minute?
1 minute. 1 minute. That's why I eat them as well.
Yeah, I know.
Because I can go make them in 1 minute.
I worry that my kids will eventually say, 1 minute? What, am I made of time?
No, and what's nice for when Robert's going and eating them is that he can make the next one while he's eating the first one.
I've seen it happen. It's a healthy diet with all kids' favorites like corn dogs, spaghetti and meatballs, and so much more. My son, 6'5", 22 years old, loves the mac and cheese. And you're right, he eats it like a submarine. Heat one, eat, heat, eat, heat, eat. He can eat for 10 minutes straight. It's amazing how they taste and how healthy they are, and they're even allergy-free. So it's about time that a flexible meal subscription existed for babies and kids. So head to NurtureLife.com and use the code TMOS for 55% off your your first order. That's right, 55%. And once again, that's NurtureLife.com for 55% off. And make sure you use the promo code TMOS so we know we sent you. Remember, every time you use one of our sponsors, you are helping us out.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
So I know that you are not a big ELO guy. We've established that. Where are you on? And I mean, you don't dislike them. They just weren't your scene. Where are you on Bob Dylan?
No, I like Bob Dylan a lot.
Okay,
I mean, I don't know if I'd go see him because he's half dead.
Yeah, but he has a grand legacy. Yeah.
Yes.
So they're coming out with a movie, a biopic, or as some youngsters inexplicably say, biopic.
Oh, about this is with Timothy Chalamet.
Chalamet, exactly.
Right? Yeah,
and
there
it's
we go.
Called A Complete Unknown. And you know what? On paper, I said this is a horrible idea.
Is he doing the singing?
That I don't know. But you know what? Of all the artists that you had to emulate accurately, I'd say Bob Dylan would be easier than, say, Elvis Presley. But here is a little look at the trailer that just dropped. He looks and communicates Dylan to me.
You tramped all the way from Minnesota. Why is that?
I wanted to catch a spark.
If you're traveling in the North Country Fair,
I say no one wants to hear what a kid wrote last month.
Well, I like your songs.
Where the winds hit heavy on the borderline.
Sounds to me like he might be doing the singing.
I think so. And
he looks
I don't know Bob Dylan's story outside of his music. So it's probably a pretty interesting story.
Yeah, I hope you go see it. It's fascinating. I had an uncle who loved Bob Dylan, and that's what got me into it. Even the weird 80s stuff, you know, it's always something going on. So, yeah, that's coming up. It is called An Unknown Force, I think. What was it called?
It was on the corner.
Yeah, I didn't see. It's an unknown something.
A complete unknown.
A complete unknown, yeah, just like the title. So if you want to check that out, that's coming up soon. Timothy Chalamet. We've all often said that, you know, AI is exciting and new, but it has its limitations. But what if you could get AI in your pants? Do you want some AI in your pants?
I don't know where this is going.
This is a
Sure.
Okay, AI in my pants is a $5,000 pair of pants with AI that helps you when you hike. It has robotics built in to help you go up. Check it out. It's kind of neat.
These aren't your ordinary hiking pants. They contain a battery-powered exoskeleton to help you.
They look like
the robotic legs.
Yeah, that help you climb.
Get outdoors. They're the first of a new type of clothing the creators are calling movewear.
The same way that sleepwear is something that you wear when you want to sleep, movewear is something that you wear when you want to move.
You can think of it like an e-bike for walking.
The pants are called Mogo, which is short
for mountain goat, an animal that we think sort of embodies the sort of motivation.
So Mogo does not mean motion go. It means mountain goat.
I feel like my entire life they've talked about these whole exoskeletons for military and how militaries are going to be inside of robots and stuff fighting. And I think this is the start, but I'm surprised. Like, they're starting with hiking. Wouldn't it be better to take that and put it on people who can't walk?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a better use
case? Or something in the middle, like those old people that walk in malls. You could give it to them every morning. And, you know, but also, I just don't trust the way it looks. It looks very much like dinosaur stop motion stuff. But if you want AI pants, they're coming.
I also want to know what happens when it goes wrong. Like, if you will you not be able to stop your legs from moving?
Or, God forbid, they move too fast and, you know, or slow. You could be on top of the mountain and they're moving slow. Then you have to take off your pants and come down. That's just awkward. You don't want that. I think right now the dog breed, the corgi, has got sort of a renaissance, because I'm seeing a lot of them. My mom has neighbors with corgis. They're adorable little dogs. And this is this is a corgi named Wolfie, who needs to bury this stick, but he's just facing issues that are perhaps beyond his corgi interlock. So he's digging a hole. Got a stick. Then he puts it down. It's too wide for the hole. So now it's just laying across the hole. And now he's throwing dirt on the stick. The stick is so not hidden.
Now, I don't know about you. I yell at my dog every time they try to dig a hole in the yard.
Really? Now, do you have the dogs that do the rear kick after they go to the bathroom? You know what I mean? Where they mark the spot?
No. She does not do that.
Sebastian and Linus, they're not digging dogs, but every time Sebastian poops, or sometimes when he pees, he takes the step away and throws the dirt back with his paws, which is annoying and probably destructive to the grass. But also sometimes he waits just long enough that when I go down to pick up, then he starts kicking and I get a face full of dirt. That's what I hate. So very powerful dog.
Bella digs for one problem. And it's if she's playing with a toy in the backyard and it goes through the fence, she will then dig a hole under the fence to go get the toy.
Right.
But she's dumb. And once she goes under the fence, she starts panicking that she can't get back in.
Yeah. Dogs are like that. They're not as bright as they might be. But anyway, I liked Wolfie the Corgi. Now, what is the famous poem we all know from growing up? Trick or treat, smell my feet, right?
Right.
Give me something good to eat. Well, Airheads candy, not a popular candy in my estimation. They've taken this.
I think it is for my kids.
You know what? It does seem like.
For the kids, it is.
Yeah. It's like a fruity taffy, isn't it? I think
it is. Not, like a harder taffy.
Yeah. Not my scene, but Airheads has done they've done this Halloween promotion that just seems forced. And also, it's one of those things like a Duraflame log that smells like chicken. You can't buy it, but you can register to win. Check this out from Airheads.
Every Halloween, they hit the streets looking for something good to eat. Walking an average of 22 blocks, 1.25 miles, over 4,500 steps, creating an unholy brew of feet perspiration, demanding you smell them in exchange for a treat. So protect yourself with Airheads Trick or Treat Smell My Feet Candy Scented Foot Spray. It smells like cherry Airheads.
It's a foot deodorant that smells like cherries.
It's not even that original.
I know. It's a horrible notion. Yeah.
Like, you'd be better off making a taffy that tastes like stinky feet or something. Stick with what you make.
Would that really be better, though?
I don't know. I know Airheads has had a mystery flavor for 30 years.
Yeah. It tastes like feet. I saw a couple mystery flavored sodas at Sheetz yesterday, so I was tempted to get on those.
I grabbed a Mountain Dew mystery flavor.
Oh,
I think it was kiwi. It was not bad, but I don't like Mountain Dew.
You are complicated. It wasn't bad, but how do you feel about kiwis?
I like kiwis.
Yeah, it tastes like strawberry.
So it's better.
It's
like with the Mountain Dews, I prefer the Baja Blast over the regular Mountain Dew.
What about the red Mountain
I like
Dew?
This
That's
better.
My favorite.
I don't mind the Code Red.
Yeah, I love
I don't mind that one either.
That's the best. All right, speaking of which, nothing better for your skin than Mountain Dew, except maybe DermGlow Skin treatments. And you can be your best self with DermGlowSkin.com. Just one dose a week, and you can be on your way to 21 to 26% of your weight gone, as my friend Brad would say. That weight, gone. And while it improves your blood sugar, cholesterol, and blood pressure, but if you don't like needles, don't worry if you have an injection objection. Never fear. Sublingual semaglutide drops are here. You just put a few drops under your tongue and you are off to the races. So if you don't qualify for semaglutides or tirzepatide, they also offer weight loss with sormorlian, which is available as an injection or a tablet. Again, you're not married to the shots. It doesn't get more convenient than that. The products are delivered to your door in 7 to 10 business days, and you can qualify from the comfort of your home. Afterpay is coming, so it's time to try DermGlow, making the best you that you can be inside and out. Start your transformation today at DermGlowSkin.com. And normally Mike reads that, so I'll just read this. He's Mike O'Mara, and he has a great ass.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Beautiful video continuing here. Sad. There's a guy, he's an internet influencer. His name is Jack Doherty. And he bought a car, I think it was a McLaren. It was worth like close to $250,000. And it didn't go
this
well.
This is the problem with YouTube creators.
Okay.
They're all young and they don't
have. So he's looking at his phone, driving down the street. Accelerating, still texting.
No! No! No!
Oh, no, and, watch out, watch out.
Yeah, he didn't do so well.
Just open the door, slid open the door, in the water, open the door. I guess.
Yeah, I think he hydroplaned. He's bloody. Car is totaled.
That's an ugly car.
Oh, Michael.
It is, but it's still an expensive car.
Are you okay?
And he also just shut down four lanes of traffic.
That's, you know, when I flipped my car, that's what I felt the worst about, how it affected others.
He is so busy that he has to be playing on his phone while he's videotaping himself while driving $500,000 car.
But other than that, yeah, in the rain.
And the music blasting.
And his friend yelling, no. We text a lot. I'd say we probably text two dozen times a day to each other because we're in different locations. And I'm guilty of this, I guess, because I'm an older guy. Do you get annoyed when I do ... in the middle of a text?
I don't think either way about it.
Okay. It turns out this is a way that I'm showing my age.
Older people tend to use the boomer ellipses whenever they're texting.
Also, I don't appreciate being referred to as an older person. I'm not technically a boomer, okay?
Older people tend to use the boomer ellipses whenever they're texting. There's always a random ... in the middle of their messages. Well, that's because they grew up following different rules for informal communication. Nowadays, if you want to separate an idea, you just press enter and start a new line with a new thought. But it made less sense to do that for writing postcards or letters where you had to save space.
Okay, you don't buy into this.
Because, here's the problem. If you're going to send me, instead of your three dots, you're going to send me three text messages, my phone's going to beep three times, and I don't need that. It's going to make me feel like there's an emergency or something.
And you know with me, there's nothing that's ever an emergency. We can take our time.
No,
but yeah, they say that's not okay. I think it's fine.
No, I think leave the three dots or even one dot. Don't send three messages. That's not a modern, informal way to communicate.
It's the boomer ellipses. Hey, old timer.
We'll send 20 text messages in the next 24 hours trying to figure out recording the next episode with the storm.
That's right. And I'm going to put ... between every word. So just so you know, I hope you don't get annoyed.
... Send it, enter, then continue.
I will, and then I'll copy the text and resend it.
All right. I'll make sure to thumbs up every line of it.
I'll just do the exclamation points. Now, let's close with this. I don't know if you know, because you've not been with us a long time. I hate and detest raccoons. I think they are garbage animals. I really don't like them. They're pests and they're vermin.
Okay.
And so this story, when I grew up, I had a farming background, and raccoons would destroy corn, and they were smart about it. They would wait just before it was ready, and they'd shred it. And so they were an enemy of mine growing up.
I had one run-in with a raccoon.
A trash panda?
Yeah, I rolled out the trash cans, and then next day I went to go get the trash can, and it was heavy, like the trash didn't get picked up, so I opened up the lid, and there was a pile of trash with the raccoon sitting right on top of it, and I just slammed it down on its head and went off, just left.
Was he eating or just chilling, or what was he doing?
It hissed at me as soon as I opened it up.
Yeah,
it was just digging through the trash. It didn't like being bothered.
You don't want that.
Nope. The trash can was his then. I left.
I understand. Well, this lady has been feeding raccoons for a while. So imagine her horror when she woke up one day and saw this.
Here, Polsbo, who's been feeding raccoons living around her home for almost four decades, found herself.
This is why you don't feed animals.
Yeah, her house is surrounded by raccoons, 100 of them. Help.
I hope she doesn't have neighbors.
Sheriff's deputies came to her rescue after she was forced to run away in her car to escape the furry and very hungry creatures.
This is horrifying.
5 years ago, you first started feeding some raccoons, and then when all of a sudden did it explode like this?
6 weeks ago.
6 weeks ago.
The woman says the raccoons often surround her day and night demanding food.
What happened is the raccoons got on social media. And then the word got around that she's a soft touch. And then, but don't feed animals. Don't do it. And raccoons are bad. And
we've had it before with deer. We've had the video with deer, and deer look all cute. Just don't feed any animal. They'll all show up.
And the same goes for disc jockeys. Don't feed them. They will keep coming back. Mike O'Mara, please be safe. Good luck. We will have a full update for you, the listener, tomorrow about Mike and his storm shutters and which electric drill he chose to use. Josh, I know you're going to get a lot of rain and wind, and you be careful too.
Oh, but make sure Mike makes it very clear. He's going to get hit worse.
Of course. It's probably the center of the storm is his palm tree.
Right. Well, thankfully, the cone's between us both. He's on the coast. He'll get hit hard. I should calm down a little bit before it gets to me. And but I think we should be good to go for another show on time tomorrow.
And a bonus show on Friday. And Josh, don't marry the cone, okay? Please.
Not yet.
We will be back tomorrow, sending our best thoughts and fingers crossed down to Florida. It's Rob Spiewak for Josh Rocha and Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.